Welcome to the Talking Nutrition Podcast, where twice a week, you'll learn about all things health, fitness, and mindset. I'm your host, Yoel Investors, and it's my goal to simplify nutrition, provide you with actionable strategies, and teach you repeatable systems so you can create real results at last. Now, real quick, you won't find any crazy restrictive diets or quick fixes here, and the stuff that we talk about is basic, easy to apply, and effective. However, the only way to create change is by putting what you learn into action. Now go ahead and grab yourself a coffee, pour me one while you're at it, and let's dive into the episode. What's up and welcome back to the Talking Nutrition Podcast. Today is episode 99. We're almost at 100, which is kind of crazy. Started this a year and a half ago. We're almost in triple digits now. What's up, Alexander? How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Just got home from work. What about you?
Just did some last minute Christmas shopping.
Brilliant.
It's always last minute, you know?
Always last minute.
Did you do yours yet?
I kind of did most of it last weekend, but I still got, I guess, two more to do.
Nice. Do you at least know what you want to get, or?
I have something in mind, but I think I'm just going to freelance it last minute because that's what I normally do.
I'm always terrible with that. I when people ask me too, it's like, what do you want for Christmas? I'm like, fuck, I don't know. And then it's my birthday next week. I don't know either, you know?
A good tip, just always mention socks. That's something
socks.
That
I actually
always...
do need socks.
Yeah.
This time I actually do need them. So cool. So Alexandra and I wanted to talk about Christmas, basically. So recently I did a Thanksgiving episode and we're going to probably talk about like similar tactics, I guess. But I wanted to revisit this one because first of all, our European listeners who did not celebrate Thanksgiving are now kind of heading into the holidays with, you know, maybe sometimes a little bit of stress around nutrition. I just always feel like it's just something that we're not fully like used to do, right? Just generally speaking, people think I have to be on this diet or I'm just fully enjoying. Like it's like two separate things. I like to do both and combine the two, you know what I mean? And I think you and me talked about balance recently as well. It's like, not like, can we take both sides of like the balance equation and just move it in the right direction, like together? So that's my take on it. And it's just nice for people too, because let's be honest, we're not going to diet through Christmas. We likely also don't want to overeat every single day because it's Christmas for a couple days, you know, but we'll get into that. First of all, what have you been up to? Any personal updates?
So, a few weeks ago, I went through a meniscus surgery. So I'm actually trying still to recover from that. So my training has mostly just been rehab and my motivation hasn't really been great, but work has been brilliant. So I've kind of tried to shift my focus at work at the moment and then just allow my body to just deal with that surgery. And then I'm now really looking forward for a little break because it's been busy. So I'm looking forward to spend some time with family, eat some good food, rest, get some sleep because that's always something that I might lack on if it's busy times. What about you?
That's a good one. Because it's mostly just been, it's been work, you know, it's a lot of like back end stuff. Because as the listener may already know, or maybe not. So Alexandra is starting with us officially January 1st. We have her first clients locked in. And we have a few spots left for January. Basically like December, January. To where if you join, we will give you one or two bonus months on top of your coaching, depending on commitment. So if you're thinking about getting started, now is the right time. But that being said, for that stuff, like I've been doing a lot of backhand stuff. A lot of calls, a lot of... yeah, just systems and just building a lot of cool stuff for the new year, you know? So I'm also looking forward to a bit of a break next week. And just like you, you know, it's just been work. And it is nice to kind of have that last week of the quarter just to chill, sleep in. I know I'll still do a little bit of work, but, you know, much less. So I'm looking forward to that. You know, a lot of good meals. Training has been awesome. Like you said, right? Also didn't feel motivated. I had a year almost where I just didn't love it. And that's also because I did decide, like, it was an actual decision I made. I was like, hey, I'm going to take it down a couple, you know, a couple days a week. I don't want to prioritize it. Like, I want to prioritize, like, work right now. I got to build this thing. But it really came with, like, me just not loving training anymore. And now it's just been, like, I got a coach again. He's doing my nutrition and my training. I'm doing a lot of volume. I will say that. It's been a big change there. But we ramped up my steps. Like, nutrition has been good. And, like, I've recomped already in, like, the first 4 weeks, like, quite a lot. Built muscle, lost body fat. Weight's pretty much the same. So we're off to a good start. I'm very much, like, I'm very excited about that, you know? It's just good to, like, get good training in again.
Good.
But you're also getting there again, right? Because you squatted below 90 degrees again.
Yes, that was a huge win, to be honest. Like, it's weird when you kind of used to having a body and also knees that work 100% and you're flexible, you can squat, you can do whatever. But now these few weeks has been kind of always quite painful whenever I try to pick up something from the floor or if I'm just going to bend down and then bend my knees a little bit. I can still feel it. But last, I think it was this Sunday, I started up with some blood flow restriction again, which has been major change for my rehab earlier. And I managed to squat below 90 degrees. Of course, just body weight, but again, baby steps. So I'm getting there. I'm really looking forward to start the new year. Probably might start running again a little bit, run walk, then hopefully back doing some box squats. Just building it up slowly.
Smart. I feel like a lot of people would really like get too excited. It's like, oh, I can squat again. Let me not go to the barbell straight, you know, and then overdo it.
Yeah.
And then you're worse off.
Yeah, I had 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, I did a little bit too much and then ended up having 1 week, which was really super painful, swollen knee, not really walking well. So absolutely had one of those episodes too. But I think that's an important aspect of rehab, that you will have some setbacks on the way. But it's important not to lose your motivation. Just give it enough rest and then go again.
Absolutely. Now let's transition into Christmas, because again, I don't want people to think that this is you absolutely need to avoid any weight gain. Because before we even get into this, like I do want to say this, there's usually different foods that can either play into digestion or we're just eating more or whatever it may be. There's usually, I'd say a lot of times, there's at least a little bit of weight gain, and that's okay if that happens. And hey, if not, also cool. Maybe your weight even drops. Who cares? The weight is not important right now. If it bumps up, that's not the end of the world. It's likely a lot of water weight, food mass. And hey, if we really do eat a whole lot, like, just dial it back in the very next day, right? So I do want people to know we're not going into this thinking, okay, we're going to have to be very strict. We're going to do anything to control calories. We just want to, you know, practice moderation. So, why don't you start off? So what are your like main tips to kind of survive, let's call it Christmas? No, but like to enjoy it and just to practice moderation and flexibility.
Yeah, that's a good starting question. There's a lot of different answers on this one. But to kind of keep it simple is find your own balance. But the main tips might be in terms of nutrition-wise, make sure to get your protein. It's good for muscle building. It's good for feeling full and kind of reduce cravings. Also, it's really good for your mental health because it boosts your dopamine levels, if somebody didn't know that. So it's kind of a good thing to consider is get your protein. Tip number one. What's your thought about that?
I like that. I think protein is one of those where, if any, I'll always say movement and protein. I think I like just hydration because that's the easy one, and maybe, you know, fruits and veggies. But like generally speaking, I think protein is a huge one. And even if we just cover that one, at least you have the most important one covered. And like you said, like it almost automatically allows you to at least somewhat regulate your intake, you know? Hey, what's up? Sorry to interrupt. I promise we'll keep it short. As you already know, we don't do ads here, and I really just do this podcast out of passion for helping everyday people like yourself learn more and get results. Now, because I do this absolutely for free, would it be cool to ask you for a quick rating on Spotify or Apple? You can do it while you're listening. It really just takes a few seconds, and it would actually mean the world to me and help us grow the show and reach more people like you. Thank you so much. Now let's get back to the episode.
Absolutely. So if you're going to choose one, except protein and maybe activity, what's your go-to?
I like having a plan going into it. So as you know, like we have our clients do a bit of a Christmas strategy planning session to where we also reflect on a year and then plan for the new year. But that Christmas part, I just ask what are your expectations here? Like, what do you want to get out of this week, let's call it, or 2 weeks, right? What's your goal? What's the most important thing for you right now? I think I want to start there, right? Because for a lot of people, it's time with family. It's taking a break. It's, you know, being a little bit more flexible. Having that meal that you're likely only having one time a year, right? I think if we get really clear on that, we then also automatically, maybe not automatically, but we can then also realize like, okay, well, that being said, it's probably not important to track my macros right now, you know? I probably don't have to avoid the Christmas cookies or whatever. Like I said, moderation is key, right? It's a saying that's, you know, overused, but it is true. We do want to practice moderation proactively in every scenario. But I think if we just think big picture, and we kind of go into those last couple of weeks of the year with somewhat of a plan, which is really kind of something where these tips kind of play into, I think that's going to be good. Because then we have an idea. Hey, I just want to hit a couple of workouts. I just want to hit this many steps per day. Or maybe it's the protein with every meal, right? If you have a few basics like that in place, of course, it's not impossible. But like I'd say it's very difficult to really overdo it, you know?
I really like the flexibility, the stuff that you mentioned on that one, because I think for a lot of people, habits are really good in everyday life and we stick to our habits and it makes us feel good. It also allows us to get results if we create good habits. But over Christmas, those habits might be difficult to fit in. And like you said, a lot of focus is spending time with family, because a lot of us don't usually get a lot of time with family. If you live away, you might need to travel 5-6 hours. I need to travel I guess almost 7 hours tomorrow to see my family. And for me, then shifting my focus away from maybe some of those daily habits that are in my normal routine, swap them with being with family, is kind of my main goal. But again, I can still allow myself to do some of my routines, which goes for walks, but then I can take my mom with me. I can dance in the kitchen with my sister to get some movements in. You know, you can still spend family time and do stuff with your family without going completely just laying on the couch and snacking, you know. So I think being a little bit more flexible, accepting that your normal days are not going to be the days that you're spending Christmas, the Christmas holidays. They're going to look different, but it still allows you to eat good, do some activities, and spend time with family.
Absolutely. I think that's a huge one, because then you also can't, like afterwards, right? Because I always like reflecting either way. It kind of keeps you from then going like, well, I couldn't track, or I couldn't do this and this and this, so I didn't do good, right? Is that all or nothing? It's like, no, like, we know that this time is going to be different. And I always want to tell people, like, we cannot compare that Christmas week or Christmas between then and New Year's. If you are visiting family, if it is a different routine, You cannot compare that to your usual day-to-day where you have your job, you work out, you know, you maybe track your food prep, whatever it is. It's not the same thing. It doesn't have to be either. And I think knowing that beforehand and just going in with a flexible mindset is so important.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you can still get your results, even though the food might not be exactly the same, or the activity might not be exactly the same. As long as you got your basics, and again, also get some rest and some family time, that's also good for both physical and mental health, good relationships.
Absolutely. I think we sometimes forget that that's like part of health as well, right? Like, it's not just food, it's not just fitness and maybe digestion and sleep and all those kind of things. Like, no, it's also socially, right? It's social health. It's absolutely, mental health is huge, but just overall, like, being able to combine that as well. And I think that's one of the more difficult things, because relatively speaking, the macros and those kind of things, like, that's almost like the easy part of like this whole nutrition, like, health, fitness thing, right? And learning how to include the social settings and learning how to be flexible and maybe dealing with some stress or guilt, whatever it is, because a lot of people get that too, you know? It's like, oh, I had the cookie, so now I feel guilty. And then it's either like they want to overcompensate by doing cardio, or they go like, well, fuck it, I'll just go like a binge, you know, streak for the rest of the week. Like, no, we want to, of course, like, do neither. Just be okay with that flexible, right, week or weeks. But also being able to control that. And that's, again, a lot of this is pretty vague maybe. And I think also to the listener, hey, maybe you go in with the right intentions and you don't get it right. That's okay. At least we're going to try, you know?
Yeah. And I think it's also important that even though you maybe end up with a big failure over Christmas, if you have worked hard the whole year, you have stick to your schedule, you've been eating good, you've been eating well, it's not the end of the world. These are not the days that are going to be counting in terms of your results. It's the days prior to this. So if things doesn't go your way, don't start 1st of January saying, oh damn, I really shouldn't have done this and now I can just give up. Keep your focus, keep your mindset, and just keep pushing, because I bet around, give it maybe 3 to 7 days and you'll be back on track.
Absolutely. That's that 80-20 principle, right? But just bigger picture. It's like, instead of the 80% whole foods and the 20%, right, anything else, yeah. It's like, well, if, like, let's call it 80%, even 90, but like let's call it 80% of your year was good and you took care of your nutrition and your activity, like, we should have that 20%. Like, I always tell people this too, is like, if we would not have the 20%, I feel like that's almost equally, like, unsustainable, because of course we're not going to forever, you know, avoid Christmas, avoid weekends. I had a client, she used to almost like try to avoid like her family meetings. She's half Greek, so they do a lot, you know, around food basically. Like, let's be honest, like, there's a huge cultural and social aspect to food. And that's like their thing, you know what I mean? That's what they always do when they meet up. And she was almost like actively like trying to avoid those moments. Now she's not doing that anymore. And that's just so cool, right? But that's what I mean with that 80-20. Like, those moments need to be there, I think. We're not going to have them.
That's really great work of you, and that you managed to shift that mindset, because it's really sad that people now get a little bit maybe too obsessed about getting things right in terms of nutrition, so that they avoid creating memories with their families and friends just because it involves food that they don't normally eat, or they can't have, or they're afraid of overeating. And again, you only have one life. This sounds really stupid saying it this way, but if you miss out on those opportunities, you might end up as a 6-year-old lady thinking back and say, damn, I should really have joined that party. I should have joined this. I should have at least try to get this experience, spend more time with my family. So I think in these days as well, it's really easy to think that, yes, now I need to be, on point with everything, my nutrition all the time. But if you end up missing out on important family events, important friends, birthday parties, you miss out on life.
Absolutely.
That was a deep one. But
yeah, no, yeah. You're right though. I've seen this, and I will say, like, because there's a certain post that comes up every single year, and I do get it. And you know what? I'm guilty of posting that exact same thing back in 2021. So I do understand people come from a positive place with this, and it's the memories over macros statement. However, like I said, right, I'm guilty. I posted this, I think, back in 2020 or 21, like early, you know. That goes back to my point earlier, where it's not either or, right? It's not, right, balance, like choosing between one or two. Like, no, taking both sides and moving them in the right, you know, the same direction. Because macros, yes, I think memories are more important than tracking macros in this scenario. However, if we think, okay, macros, right, calories, like that still goes even if we don't track. Again, we don't want to be super strict. And the memories ultimately are, like, that's what we remember, right? We don't think, like, oh, that Christmas, like, I really hit my macros that time. You know what I mean? Or, yeah, you know, like, I really, like, controlled my carbohydrate intake and, you know, or my saturated fats or whatever it is. Like, of course, right? Like, we don't do that. No, we think, I had a great time with my family. Oh, I remember, like, you know, my brother did this stupid thing or whatever, you know? Like, those kind of little things. But of course, I don't want that statement to be like, right? Okay, so that means that all the other stuff doesn't matter. And this, again, goes back to, like, that practicing moderation. I do still think, like, we, of course, right? We're not going to be strict. But there are a couple things we can do, like your protein, for example, that are very basic and that can really almost act like a safety net, if that makes sense, to where, hey, you cover some of those bases and you just do both. You enjoy and you keep it, like, in check, you know?
Absolutely. I like that.
What was your recommendation, because you mentioned this before we hit record, in terms of, like, sticking to your workout routines and stuff?
So yes, it can be hard to kind of get the workouts in, especially if you might have a family that are not supportive and not usually exercise a lot over Christmas. Luckily, I got a family which is quite active, and sometimes we do even a big Christmas workout all together, if everybody is up for it, on Christmas Day. But I think the most important part is, like I mentioned earlier as well, shift your focus away from the fact that you have to do the gym. Just daily activity is brilliant enough. And if that's dancing with your sister in the kitchen, like I tend to do, that's still a couple of movements in. Your body will thank you for it. Your mind will thank you for it. But I think in terms of keeping your results, if you can, maybe get one or two sessions in, but keep it low standard, get in some movement. And like I said earlier as well, don't expect yourself to do exactly the same things as you do when you're home. What's your thoughts on this, Johan?
I like that. I think there's kind of two takes I have on that one from both sides. So first of all, let me see, like, where do we start? First of all, like, being okay, being the person in the family, right? And you have an active family, so that helps, you know, makes it easier. But let's say you don't, or, you know, let's say you're like, hey, you know, I kind of want to do the workout, or I kind of want to go on a walk. But, like, you need to be that person who wants to bring it up, right? Or needs to bring it up. Be that person. Like, it's cool. You know what I mean? Like, involve your friends and family. Like, I don't care if you go for a walk, or, which, by the way, is very good to do after a big meal. you'll feel a lot better. Like, by the way, side note, like if you do that before sitting down on that couch, you're going to feel a lot better than eating and then straight to the couch. But okay, back to what I was saying. Just be that person. Like say, hey, let's go for a walk, right? Or I don't know, like have a snowball fight or something. Like go, I don't know, go skiing like the next day or something like that. Or have a workout. If you get all those calories in, like you can use that as fuel. And I've seen a lot of people like PR during that week, right? Like between Christmas and New Year's, because one, they're sleeping better, they're more recovered maybe, you know, a lot of calories and they're just hitting, you know, super heavy lifts. Like use the fuel, you know, but be that person, like be okay with that. Be okay, like being the active person or, you know, like don't worry about people like saying no.
Yeah, I think that's really important because people are going to judge you whatever choices you're taking. And I think that can relate a lot to nutrition as well, actually, because if you worked really hard this year, keeping your good nutrition, I think it's a good way to say to your family as well and let them know that you're actually done quite a lot of work in terms of your results. And you would like to maybe try to shift focus on Christmas this year to eat a little bit more healthier. Try to choose a little bit more healthier snacks. Yes, we can have desserts, but maybe we have two options. Then we have a fruit salad and then we have some cake or we make something, try to make some healthier options so that people can choose a little bit different so that they allow you as well to keep your good habits without you having to not eat what everybody else eats, but involve your family. Involve them to take better choices for both you, but also themselves. And I don't see anything wrong with adding a little bit more fruits, a little bit more veggies, because that can be a good snack too, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And now I'm going to flip it to the other end of the extreme, basically, which is my other take on this. I have seen this before too, so I do want to mention it. I also don't want people to think, oh, I'm the fit person, I make the healthy choices, but my family doesn't do that, so I'm better than them. Like, as much as they're not literally saying that, I've seen comments like that where it's like, you know, yeah, but my family eats unhealthy, or, you know, and it's like, also there, like, don't judge them either for not doing the things that we do, right? Because if you're listening to this podcast and you're maybe like Alexander or me, like, we are into fitness. We like this stuff, right? We're into nutrition. Like we, you know, we like to nerd out on this stuff, but like that's us. It doesn't have to mean that someone else who we just happen to spend time with, right, has to have the exact same ideas or right relationship with those kind of things. Everyone is at a different stage, and I do want everyone, like on both sides, right, to just appreciate the other person for where they're at. And in neither case, push like anything on the other, right?
Absolutely.
And I do think that's important because I have seen that a couple times. Like it's maybe less common, but it also shouldn't be like almost like, oh yes, it's because it's their fault. Because, you know, when my family makes the dinner or the snacks or when they bring something, it's always like this unhealthy food, you know, like let's also not go that way. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I think I've experienced this a lot, actually, with some of my friends, because I'm practicing a lot of intermittent fasting. And that's worked brilliant for me in terms of both my stomach health, keeping focused at work. And when my friends then don't necessarily manage to do this intermittent fasting or, yeah, they are together with me for a brunch and I might just wait an hour before I eat, they'd be like, oh yeah, but I should probably wait then too, and kind of question themselves. And then I always say that even though I take these choices for myself, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be the right thing for you to do. I'm happy for you to take a coffee, I'm happy for you to take something to eat. These are my choices and I take these for my sake. And I think you should do the same in terms of your health, because we're all different, you know? And I think not judging each other is a kind of the best way to go, both for family and friends, in terms of both nutrition and activity habits in general, and try just to have focus on taking the choices that feel right for you in this society, because there's a lot of stress and press of what we should do and should not do. So try to dig a little bit deeper into yourself and take more choices for you, rather than thinking about everybody else, what they expect you to do, or let them know that you don't expect them to take the same choices as you do.
Absolutely. I think what'll help here too, because it's one thing, like I just said, like, you know, big picture, kind of reflecting, planning. It's one thing to kind of go into these weeks, having had a chat like we're having right now, knowing, hey, this is what is important for me, this is what I might be trying. That's one thing. But I then still think that in the moment, like when we are there with our family, when we are going, you know, on the Christmas break, whatever you want to call it, sometimes we forget, you know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to say it like beforehand, but then sometimes, like in the moment, we're maybe just less mindful, we just kind of go about a week. So I do also like almost having like a mini check-in from time to time and reflect and just talk to yourself in a way without being weird about it, but like to kind of like keep present and in the moment and just aware. Because, and this again, this goes to what you said, like not everyone has to do this, but I like to do a daily meditation, journaling. Sometimes that's a couple minutes, 5 minutes, 10, whatever, sometimes longer. But there's like every day, like there's a point where I look ahead, you know, in the morning when I plan a little bit. And at the end of the day, I reflect. You don't always have to do it that way, right? You can do it every other day, or I don't care, once a week. But I always want to recommend people checking in with themselves every now and then. And you could even do this before you're, I don't know, you're on your way to your family, or you're about to sit down for the meal. Like, have a little bit of almost like a, yeah, a bit of just a mindful moment, you know, where we just kind of think like, how do I want to feel going into this? And how do I want to feel afterwards? And I think that will help us a lot too, because there's a difference between eating, enjoying, you know, until we're full, right? And overdoing it. I'm very guilty of this. And I even had it last year still, where one day I definitely overate, right? And I think if we, so I also make those mistakes, but like, I think if we have those mini check-ins with ourselves, whether that's before the meal or even in between, right? We talked about before we hit record, I think, maybe getting seconds or making that decision. It's like, let's have a moment where, okay, we kind of slow down a little bit. We try to be in the moment, mindful, and just make the smart decision without restricting ourselves, but just thinking. Because if I think about it now, like, I felt like shit afterwards, you know what I mean? Because I was too full. It felt uncomfortable. I sat down on the couch. I could just take a nap right there and then, you know. It's like, we can almost avoid that by sometimes having a little bit of a mini check-in with ourselves. And again, that could be the day before, it could be the morning, could be right before, during, I don't care. But being a little bit more mindful, I think, will be very important here too.
Absolutely. And when it comes to, I've experienced this with my clients and myself, stuff with overeating, of course, too much good food over Christmas. And if you're the type of person who tend to always overeat, not just like one meal, but with every meal, I think what you say with the planning, slowing things down a bit, and think about your choices before you sit down at the dinner table, might be a good thing. I always recommend my clients who struggle, especially with overeating, to just fill up their plate once, then make a decent plate with plenty of proteins and a lot of veggies, and then add a little bit of the things that you would like to taste on, that looks nice, and then keep it to that plate. You know that this is what I'm having for dinner. When it comes to dessert, if you know that you're having a lot of dessert too, then cut one slice piece of cake, then cut it in two pieces and start eating the one piece, because then you know when you finish that one piece, you have another one, and that's a nice treat and a nice trick for your head in terms of serving size, because in your head, or your head thinks that you might have two pieces of cake, but you actually had just one. You just cut them in two. And that's a nice way to kind of slowly slow down that craving that you have and your habit of overeating. And I think that works, or it has worked brilliantly for a lot of my clients. So if that's a good take on for you guys as well, I strongly recommend it.
I love that. I think slowing down in general can be so good. Just putting a fork down a little bit more often, like actually chewing your food. I'm definitely very guilty of like rushing meals sometimes still, right? You're busy, right? I have to like remind myself to not do that. But it's like when you eat super fast, you can like overeat before you realize it almost. If you slow down, you actually can avoid that. There's a little bit of a delay there when it comes to, right, actually eating, feeling full, right? And that kind of translating to the brain. So it's like, do that, like slow down a little bit. And I like that. It's actually a great little tip. Just kind of making sure there's a little bit of a break in between that, or even, right, having those two pieces. Yeah, that's probably something I got to start trying too. Like, you know what? Like, I'm going to try that next week. I think that's a really good one.
Brilliant.
Cool. I think we've talked about a lot of good ones, and I also want people to think for themselves, right? Whether it's right hydration, fruits, veggies, like there's usually a couple basics that we can do. Start to think about this stuff. And this episode is going up on the 22nd. So yeah, 2 days, you know, before Christmas Eve. You don't have to be strict, but like just at least like go in with somewhat of an idea of, hey, like this is how I'm going to practice both moderation as well as flexibility, and just have a great week, you know.
Yeah, that's really important. Like, try to enjoy as well and not just think about foods, because you got family, you got friends, you're gonna have a lovely time, and rest enough, because this winter, at least for me, has been super busy. So get your sleep, guys. That's good for your brain, good for your body, good for your neural connections. Just reset before the new year and you're all ready.
Absolutely. I think that's a good one to end it off with. Just get some more rest. You know?
Get some rest. I think, yeah.
Yeah, we all deserve that. It's been hectic. There's so much shit going on in the world. If you can, like sleep in, you know, like just rest a little bit.
Yeah, promise.
Work hard again.
Promise me that you will do that too, Yuan, because you've been working hard with this coaching team now.
I will. Excited to
start in 2024.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be awesome, awesome year. So to our listener, like I said before, you can actually work with Alexandra from January 1st. We have a couple spots left. They are slowly filling up now. So like I said, if you want to join us, we can actually add 1 or 2 free bonus months on top of your coaching, depending on how long you want to join us for. Hopefully as long as possible, right? But all joking aside, if you want to learn more about that, you can get a free consultation with us via the link in our show notes. I'll make sure to put that there, as well as both of our Instagrams. If you do want to go back and forth, just have a chat, you can also hit us up there. And then we both wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and then we'll chat soon.
Merry Christmas, guys.
All right, that's it for today. As a thank you for sticking around, I'd like to send you a free copy of my ebook, The Definitive Fat Loss Nutrition Guide. Honestly, if you like the podcast, I'm sure you'll love the ebook. So if you want it, all you need to do is either click the link in the show notes or DM me on Instagram at johanvesters_OCS, and I'll personally send it to you. Thanks again for listening to today's episode. I'll talk to you soon.